Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivamas Ayinam Abayz. We're holding an Ayinam and Aleph, 14 lines on the bottom, Amar Mar. So it says the Gemara Amar Mar, we mentioned previously the drash of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar, Aymer, Nemar Toyish of Asachar B'Pesach, Nemar Toyish of Asachar B'Truma. He was coming to say, what's the Makar that a Kayin that's an Aro is not allowed to eat Truma? It's a Gzeir Shava. It says Toyish of Asachar in the parish of Pesach. It says Toyish of Asachar in the parish of Truma. But Toyish of Asachar Amar B'Pesach Aro Asar Bay. After Toyish of Asachar Amar B'Truma Aro Asar Bay. The Karban Pesach, it says that Kol Aro Yaychal Bay, that the Aro is not allowed to eat from the carbon Pesach, we derech from there that who had done by truma, we have gzeir shava that who had done by truma and aro is not allowed to eat truma. Says the Gemara Mufna, it has to be that this is an extra worded gzeir shava. The lav Mufna, if it's a gzeir shava that doesn't involve any extra words, so then the halacha is that you have a pircha and then you slug up the gzeir shava, and over here ikul mifrach, there's a pircha. You can ask that malah Pesach. Shekein chayavin love mishum pigol v'naisar v'tameh. Carbon Pesach is very chomer. There's an iser pigol, naisar, tameh. It's even kareis for eating carbon Pesach with tumas aguf. So it's much more chomer than truma. And if so, you can't say that just because an aro cannot eat carbon Pesach, that you also cannot eat truma. To which the Gemara says that la yifnei mufna. That yeah, in a chanami itaka is mufna. There's extra words in this gzeir shava. Mamela we can make the gzeir shava even though there's a pircha. Says the Gemara, hi mufna. Where is there an extra word? Either truma. If you're going to tell me that by taishav and sachar of truma is extra, it's not truma. You need both of them. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, the Taishav Zakana Kinin Oilam, and Sakhar Zakana Kinin Shanim. The Torah says by Truma that the Taishav and the Sakhir are not allowed to eat Truma. The Braisa explains that the Taishav refers to an Eved Ivri that got Nirtza, that did Nirtza, so now he's an Eved Ivri forever, meaning for 50 years until Yoivil. And the Sakhar Zakana Kinin Shanim, he's the classic Eved Ivri that's a 6-year Eved. Now, it says the Braisa that the Yoimer Taishav al Yoimer Sakhir, why didn't the Torah just say that the Taishav cannot eat Truma? And then for sure, I would say that have to say sacher, and then vani oimer. I would know from logic, because kani kinyan oilam inu aichel. If even a kani kinyan oilam who's mamish part of the family, the halacha is that he's not called kinyan kaspay, and the kain is not maichlam truma. So then kani kinyan shanim lekol shekain. And all the more so, an evid that's only an evid for 6 years cannot eat truma. So to which the Braisa explains, no, because ilu kain, if the Torah would have just said taishav and not sacher, haisti oimer, I would have said that taishav is a kani kinyan shanim, of a kani kinyan oilam aichel. I wouldn't have said that Taishav is not referring to a kind of Kanin Ailam. It's rather, it's referring to a kind of Kanin Shanim, meaning it's not apparent from the word itself what it's referring to. So if the Torah would have just said Taishav, I would have said that Taishav is referring to the 6-year Eved, and I would have said that the kind of Kanin Ailam, a 50-year Eved, is Taka able to eat Truma. Basachar v'limid al Taishav. So that's why the Torah says Sachar, in order to be malamid al Taishav, from the fact that there's two words referring to an Eved, it must be that it's referring to two different types of Avadim, and Sha'af al Pisha Kanu Kinyan Oilam, that even if you have a 50-year Eved, that Eino Eichel, that he does not eat Truma. So the Memela though, you see that Taishav and Sachar were both necessary, they were both needed. And if so, it's not Mufna. So says the Gemara, Ella the Pesach Mufne. It's the word Taishav and Sachar that it says by Karban Pesach, that's what's Mufna. That's what's Mufna. Because Hai Taishav and Sachar, the Kasav Rachmanah B'Pesach, my Niyu. What's it referring to? It's referring to a Gaish, a Taishav and Sachar. So then it's Pasha that he can't eat. So Elamai, what are you going to tell me? Inim with the Taishav and Sachar, Mamish, it's referring to an actual Taishav and Sachar, a Jewish Eved Ivri. So Mishum the Havali Taishav and Sachar, he patalim me Pesach, that wouldn't make any sense. Why would an Eved Ivri be patal from Karban Pesach? Just because he's an Eved, so now he's patal from Karban Pesach. Ha'adar Abba says the Gemara, Va'akaimul on Gabi Truma Dulayach. You see that by Truma, if the Kayin has an Eved Ivri, the Eved Ivri is not Eichel Truma. Amo loy kani lay rabbi. So you see that the master doesn't really buy his guf. He doesn't really own him. He's still in his own Rishas. So achanami loy kani lay rabbi, here too also by Karban Pesach, the Eved Ivri is a regular Yisrael. He's not owned by his master. So of course he should be able to eat Karban Pesach. So Ella, it must be that when the Torah said by Karban Pesach that Taishav and Nesachar cannot eat from him, it must be it's referring to the guy. This is what Taishav explains the Gemara. It must be it's referring to a guyish Eved. And even though it's obvious, of course, it's a guy, of course he can't eat from the Karban Pesach, la'afnuye. The reason why the Torah mentioned it is in order to have extra words, in order to have extra words to make a gzeir shava, even with the pircha. Well, says the Gemara, so it comes out that where is it mufna? Only on one side of the equation by Karban Pesach. So if in fact the Gemara, v'kati mufna mitzad echad, it's only extra on one side, v'shamina and leila Rebbe Lazar, and we're only saying this in Rebbe Lazar, we're trying to figure out Shita's Rebbe Lazar, and the Shita of Rebbe Lazar is the Amr Mufna Mitzad Echad, the Maiden of Meshivin. He says that even if a Gzeir Shava is Mufna, if it's only Mufna on one side of the equation, so then you could ask a Pircha. So if so, how can we make this Gzeir Shava from Karban Pesach to Truma, then an Arul Kanani Truma, if there's a Pircha. And don't tell me, oh, because it's Mufna, because it's only Mufna on one side, and the Shita of Rabbi Lazar is that Gzeir Shavu, which is only Mufna on one side, you ask a Pircha. So says the Gemara, because Kevin de Legufe Loi Tzarach, since Teichav and Sachar are two extra words, and they're both not needed for the parish of Karban Pesach, so Shadi Chana Lamed, Vashadi Chana Malamed, keep one by Pesach, throw one by Truma, Vahavali Gzeir Shavu, Mufna, and it comes out that now it's a Mufna Mishneit Stad, and now it's extra on both sides. And that's why Rabbi Lazar is able to make Gzeir Shava, even though there's a Pircha. Now ask the Gemara two questions. Number one, what now, meaning they're both the same idea. Now that you're telling me that there's a Gzeir Shava connecting the parishes of Pesach and Truma, so we have to go all the way with it. And there's two more halachas that we should carry over. Says the Gemara, halacha number one, and question number one, is that Imam Pesach Oinin Aserbay, Af Truma Oinin Aserbay. Aserba. If just like by Karban Pesach, an Oinin is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, so to by Truma, an Oinin should not be allowed to eat Truma. Says the Gemara, the Torah says that a Zar is not allowed to eat Truma, we dash it from there that the only Isser is for a Zar, but for an Einin, someone else who's a Kain, even though he has a problem, that he's an Einin, he's still allowed to eat Truma. Well, says the Gemara, say that a Zar can't eat Truma, but an Arul could. Says the Gemara can't be, because except Taisha Vesacher, we have Gzeir Shava saying that an Arul is Aser. Well, says the Gemara Marisa, maybe use the Gzeir Shava to say that an Einin is Aser, and then V'chol Zar will tell me that an Arul is Mutter. So says the Gemara, Mistavra Arelos Havali Rabuye. If we have to choose between Arelos and Aninos, it makes more sense to say that an Arul is the halacha that we're going to carry over for Karban Pesach, and say that it's Aser for an Arul to eat Truma, rather than saying an Einin. Shekein, Mechusar Maisa, Umaisa Begufai, because Arul is more Chamer, he needs to do something still, he needs to get a Mila, it's something which is intrinsic in his body. V'anish Karis, if he doesn't get the Bris Mila, he's Chayv Karis, V'yashnof Ne'adibur, Mila is something which existed by Avram Avinu already, before Matan Torah, Umila is Chayv Avada Makeves, there's a special that a person is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, even if he has a mila, if his son or his zavadim do not have a bris mila, so that's ma'akif him from being able to eat from the Karban Pesach. So you see, it's very chumrah, it has these five chumras. Says the Gemara, Adarabba, Aninas havelei rabuye, you should be married by Aninas, that an Einin is not allowed to eat truma, shekein yeshna b'chol shah, because it has a chumrah that it exists all the time, as opposed to mila, which is one and done. V'nei heges v'anashim v'anashim, it's something which is by men and women, as opposed to mila, which is only by men. V'ein b'yadu l'sakenis atzmai, there's nothing a person could do to prevent himself from being an Einin, as opposed to by mila he could. So since it has all these chumras, so we should say that this is what's being nisrabe. Says the Gemara, no hanach nefishin. By Mila we had more chumras, by Arelis we had more chumras, and that's why we say that that's the one, and Arul is the one who's not allowed to eat truma and not an Einin. Rav Amar, b'loy hanach nefishin, namilu matzis amr. Even without this idea of making a math equation of how many chumras are here and how many chumras are there, also it's pashut that the one we're going to carry over is Arelis and not Aninos, because Shavkin and Arelis, the Ksib Begufi, the Pesach, when we really leave out the darshening Arelis, which is something that it says in the actual parasha of Karban Pesach. It says that an Arul cannot eat the Karban Pesach. V'afinan aninas mi Pesach, and instead you're going to learn out aninas from Pesach. The Pesach gufe mi ma'aser garminan. It doesn't say by the parasha of Karban Pesach that an einin cannot eat Karban Pesach. It says that by ma'aser sheni, we darshan from ma'aser sheni to Karban Pesach. But if I have a gzeir shava, which is connecting the parashas of Pesach, of Karban Pesach, to Truma, so it makes more sense to carry over the halacha that it says by the actual parasha of Karban Pesach, meaning arelus and not aninas. Well, says the Gemara, second halacha, which we should carry over. Second question is that Imam Pesach Mila Zachar Vavada Makeves. So Av Truma Mila Zachar Vavada Makeves. Why don't we say that just like by Mila, but just like by Karban Pesach, the not only is his own Mila, but the Mila of his Avadim and his sons are Ma'akev him from eating Karban Pesach. So too that same halacha applies to Truma. Says the Gemara, Amar Kra, the Torah says, by Karban Pesach, it says, by this din of Mila Zachar Vavadov, it says, Umalsa Oisai, Oz Yechal Boy. It says, he gives him a Mila, and only then could he eat from it, from the Karban Pesach. So you see that Mila Zachar Vavadov, Makav is Boy, Mila Achav Pesach. It's only Ma'akev him for eating it, only Karban Pesach, Ve'im Mila Zachar Vavadov, Makav is Betruma, but not by Truma. Well, says the Gemara, Yachi, if so, it's the same idea by Arul. Ema, kol Arul Yechal Boy, Boy Yino Eichel, Ava Eichel Betruma. Truma. Say that an Arul cannot eat it, can eat Karban Pesach, but he could eat Truma. No, what do you mean? We have Gzeir Shava that says that an Arul is also to eat Truma. Well, Ma'ariisa, how do you know? Maybe use the Gzeir Shava to teach me Milas Harav Avadov and not Arelos. Says the Gemara, Mistabra Arelos to Gufi Avli Rabuye. if you have a choice of carrying over Le'isr, the din of Arelos, or Mila Zachar Ba'avadov, it makes more sense to carry over Arelos, Shekei Ma'isa Begufa, Vanish Karis. There's these two things that, first of all, it's more intrinsic, it's something that's on his guf, and also, it's something which is punishable by Karis. Well, it says the Gemara Adarab, Mila Zachar Ba'avadov, Avdul Rabuyesh, Ken Yashin B'chol Shah, has a Chaimer, that it exists all the time, as opposed to his own Mila, which is one and done. It says the Gemara Ba'anach Nefishin, over there we have two Chaimers, here only one, so it makes more sense to include Arelos. Says the Gemara, even without this math equation, still it would just make more sense to be marbe arelos, because miika midi da arelos the gufile makvabe and arelos da achrini makvabe. It would be very illogical to say that he could be an aro and he could still eat truma, but his sons, his eved, they cannot be an aro. That's going to be makvabe. It doesn't make any sense. So therefore, we say that arelos is what we're going to carry over with the gzeir shava. And from Boy, we'll darshan that only by Karban Pesach is where you have this din of Mila Zachar Vavadav, and not by Truma. Now says the Gemara, Hashad Amrit Boy Ludrashu Dasa. Now they're saying that we use Boy to teach us all different types of drashas over here, that's only by Karban Pesach and nothing else. So Kol Ben Echal Echal Boy Lamali. What do we darshan from that which it says by Karban Pesach, that the Yisrael Mummer cannot eat it? He cannot eat the Karban Pesach. As opposed to something else he could eat. What are we darshaning? Says the Gemara, that by Hamaris Das Peselas, Vein Hamaris Das Peselas B'Meiser. We're going to darshan that the Hamaris Das, being off the Derech, being Yisrael Mumer, is something which only is Ma'akib B'Karban Pesach, but not by Meiser Sheni. He's allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. Now that you're saying that really Arelis we do carry over with the Gzeirah Shava, so what's Pshat in the Boy that it says in Arul Kanani it, Kanani Karban Pesach? Says the Gemara, Boy Yinu Eichel, Aval Eichel B'Matzu Umar, that he can eat Karban Pesach, but he still chayef to eat Matzu Umar. Now says the Gemara, V'itzrich L'mechtav Arul, V'itzrich L'mechtav Kol Ben Eichar. Even though Arelos and being Yisrael Mummer are very similar, says the Gemara, you need a pasuk for both. Because Rachmana Arul Mishon Demais, Av Ben Eichar Dolimah Seim Alay. Up to there, I would have just said Arul. I would have said because an Arul is something which is disgusting. That's why I can't eat from the Karban Pesach. But Ben Eichar could. Kamash Mulan, then no, Ben Eichar cannot. And because of Rachmana called Ben Eichar, and if the Torah would have just said Yisrael Mummer cannot eat Karban Pesach, I would say Mishom Din Libay L'Shamayim. It's because he's not even focused on doing the right thing. Aval Aro, the Libel Shemayim, but in Aro, he wants to get a Bris Mila, his brothers died, and so now it's a Sakana, he can't. But Batim, he wants to, his Levis Shemayim, same Aloy, maybe he doesn't have an Isser to eat from the Karban Pesach, meaning maybe he could eat from the Karban Pesach, therefore Tzricha, therefore I needed the Torah to say by both of them that they are not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. Mimenu, Mimenu Lamali, why by Karban Pesach does it say Mimenu, Mimenu? Look at the Rabbah, Rab Yitzchak, that's the drasha we'll get to, Bez Hashem later on Ayin Dalam and Aleph.